that all of the steps they took toward their success are necessary for others to follow. In many cases, some of their actions had nothing to do with their receiving an honor or a position as CEO of a company. Effective leadership can be taught. This book focuses on the essential elements of true leadership. Think of it as identifying the critical DNA of leadership, akin to the 20% of the DNA of a human genome that accounts for the characteristics of the individual, the other 80% being junk DNA, or non-coding DNA. Here in this book are a set of proven, simple-to-follow steps to becoming a leader and achieving success through essential principles taken from my personal experiences and observations. This starts from acknowledging that success and leadership are not the same. I identify ways of avoiding or overcoming such roadblocks as wasted effort, false starts, and disappointments. And I'll illustrate each of these principles with an example of people who have demonstrated exceptional qualities: courage, persistence, intelligence, strength of character, etc., through their actions, their personal philosophies, or their writings. Many of these leaders personally shared with me their definition of leadership for this book, and these exemplary figures together help to set standards for anyone who aspires to a leadership position. Along with an analysis of practical methods or strategies of leadership, each chapter ends with a list of lessons learned, highlighting what I'd like you to take away from reading each chapter. As I explain in Chapter 1, before and after Hurricane Katrina, state and local officials were exposed as too incompetent or too weak to confront critical problems and make life-saving decisions. Understandably, leadership ability was in the forefront of the minds of Louisiana voters in the 2007 gubernatorial election. And it certainly ought to be on the minds of American voters in all presidential and congressional elections. The 21st century has shown that terrorism can make our own corner of the world a dangerous place. Democracy and liberty thrive when we identify true leaders and nurture potential ones. I encourage you to read and enjoy the book, to pursue leadership skills, and to seek out true leaders. Our survival, yours and mine, may depend on it. Second edition. This second edition adds two chapters that give examples of individuals who are poised to lead our country in overcoming the challenges of government spending and debt, entitlement, and security America now faces. The first additional chapter demonstrates leadership in action by Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal in the disastrous Gulf oil spill. The second new chapter confirms what I said in the epilogue of the first edition, namely, that Americans were disgusted and apathetic with the performance of those in Congress. But dramatic events occurred since the first edition, and the apathy has turned into activism. The spontaneous emergence of activists loosely connected under the Tea Party name resulted in voting in 2010 that shifted the balance of power in the U.S. House of Representatives. Now we can watch history unfold and see if real change occurs or a repeat of the recent past of arrogance and self-serving legislators who pass bills that create rather than solve problems. Yes, we watch and wait for leadership in America for a return to the principles of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution that gave us the greatest land of liberty in the history of the world. Chapter 1: The Antithesis of Leadership. Be willing to make decisions. That's the most important quality in a good leader. Don't fall victim to what I call the ready, aim syndrome. You must be willing to fire. General George S. Patton, Jr. During the final weekend of August 2005, millions of people along the northern coast of the Gulf of Mexico held their collective breath as Hurricane Katrina, one of modern history's most powerful storms, approached landfall. By Saturday, August 27th,